could reshape not only how you lead, but why you lead. Let's begin.
Chapter 1. Winning versus Growing. In today's rapidly changing business environment, the most exceptional leaders no longer focus solely on outperforming others. Instead, they embrace a deeper, more sustainable vision, one centered on learning, evolving, and creating lasting impact. This idea is the heart of the chapter, Winning versus Growing, from How Great Leaders Redefine Long-Term Business Success. It urges leaders to rethink success not as a race to the top, but as a lifelong journey of development, both personal and professional.
In the following narrative, we explore the mindset shift from winning to growing, how this shift transforms businesses, and why long-term thinking is becoming the new competitive edge in leadership today. This is not just a lesson in business strategy. It's a philosophy that shapes culture, performance, and purpose. Through real-world insights and detailed analysis, we'll uncover why growth, not victory, is the true mark of exceptional leadership.
Shifting the lens from competition to contribution. At the heart of the winning versus growing idea is a powerful redefinition of leadership. For decades, businesses celebrated leaders who won, who beat the competition, delivered quarterly results, and drove hard numbers. These leaders were rewarded, elevated, and showcased as symbols of success. However, in chasing wins, many overlooked what truly matters: growth that lasts, transforms, and uplifts others.
Imagine a leader named Emma, the newly appointed CEO of a fast-growing tech firm. In her early months, Emma was laser-focused on market share, competitor analysis, and profit margins. Her team hit targets, crushed competition, and even got media attention. But under the surface, her people were burning out. Innovation was stalling. Turnover was rising. Emma was winning, but not growing.
Then came a turning point. At a leadership retreat, she heard a veteran CEO say, "Winning ends when the game ends. Growing never does." That moment sparked a profound shift. Emma began focusing less on quarterly victories and more on sustainable progress, employee development, purpose-driven work, and long-term resilience. Her new mantra: "We are not here to win at others' expense. We're here to become better every day."
The mindset that shapes the future: growth over victory.
This story reflects the core argument of the chapter. Great leaders prioritize growth mindsets over winning mindsets. A winning mindset is often short-sighted. It asks, "How do I beat others?" A growth mindset is expansive. It asks, "How do I evolve? How do we learn? And how do we make a difference?" In practical terms, this shift brings several transformational benefits. Resilience over results. Winning leaders may crumble when they lose, while growing leaders view setbacks as fuel for growth. Curiosity over certainty. Growth-oriented leaders ask questions, seek feedback, and remain open to change. They see learning as a never-ending journey. Legacy over trophies. Instead of chasing short-term applause, they invest in building cultures, systems, and leaders that endure beyond their own tenure. In today's business world, disrupted by AI, social change, and global uncertainty, these traits are not optional. They are essential. Trends that make growing more relevant than ever. Recent trends in leadership and business reinforce why the growing versus winning approach is gaining momentum. Purpose-driven workplaces. Employees, especially Gen Z and millennials, are drawn to organizations that value personal development and meaningful impact over mere profits. Sustainable leadership. ESG, environmental, social, and governance goals require long-term thinking. Leaders must focus on stewardship, not just scoreboard success. Innovation through inclusion. Innovation today depends on diverse perspectives, psychological safety, and collaborative cultures, all of which thrive in growth-centric environments, not competitive ones. Crisis readiness. The pandemic taught us that businesses focused on agility, empathy, and adaptability fared better. These qualities stem from a growth-first mindset. Conclusion. Why growth is the new leadership currency.